The pilot study just finished up with the first year of field sampling on the island. That has meant DNA sampling of deer droppings, as well as collecting photos from game cameras set up last fall along game trails. Dan Ecker is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's deer biologist for Southeast.
The goal is to develop a new approach to estimating deer abundance that will also give us some information about age structure of the population as well. So the number of fawns, does, and bucks is what we'd like to estimate.
Fish and Game will use the DNA information from deer droppings combined with photos from the game cams to get a sense of the age structure for deer populations and minimum daily counts of deer in those areas. Scientists also hope to learn about deer migration to higher elevations during the warmer months and learn about what part of the population doesn't migrate. The aim is to capture information about the deer when they are on their lower elevation winter range, when both migrants and resident deer are together, lower down, surviving the snowier months. In the past, Fish and Game has gathered a sense of the relative strength of deer numbers using two other methods. One has been simply counting deer droppings over set areas from year to year. Biologists have also flown aerial surveys to count deer in the high alpine. Those methods can give a sense of the trends, rising or falling populations from year to year. But Eckers says he hopes this new study will give a better idea of actual numbers.
Both of those methods are just sort of ways to index abundance. So this is an actual way to come up with a population estimate rather than just an index of abundance. So it's better information in that sense from a management standpoint.
Wildlife population estimates are difficult in the thick timber of Southeast's rainforest. Eckers says Mitkoff Island is a good place to test this new combination of methods because of the road access around the island. That means easy access to the 64 game cameras in four clusters on Mitkoff. He says the game cameras have already yielded some good photos.
And I actually just checked most of them just a few weeks ago, and we've already got just some great pictures back of deer and moose, and it's pretty cool because we're getting deer pictures of when they're in the rut, so they have their antlers on, and we're also getting data on carnivore presence and absence from the cameras as well.
Ecker hopes the study will give an idea of how deer are impacted by winter weather and changes to habitat, and he says that could inform bigger decisions on management of land and animals in the region.
In some place that does have a deer conservation concerns, like, you know, especially some of the areas that have experienced heavy logging, could be really useful, you know, for the public and Forest Service for their planning and just for the overall decision-making process. So that's what we aim to do, is just provide high-quality science. And so, just being able to estimate the age structure and abundance of deer will be a big step forward in Southeast if it works out well.
The study involves two winters of DNA sampling, collecting photos over the 3 years, and 1 year of collaring and tracking deer. Eckers says the plan is to attach GPS collars to 20 does in next February and March. The location information from those collars will improve estimates on use of the forest, selection of habitat, and range of those animals. Past studies of deer on the island have used less precise VHF radio collars. The research also will capture some information about an expanded hunting season approved by the Board of Game this year. Hunters have an additional 3 weeks of open season this year, including a week in November, closer to the rutting season and an easier time to hunt. The overall hope of the pilot study is to develop a new mathematical model that can be used on deer populations in the Southeast. If it works well, the research could be expanded to Lindenberg Peninsula on nearby Kuprinoff Island. Ecker expects to have a final report out on his research in June of 2021, but he'll give annual progress reports this fall and next. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.